Welcome to the Lost Thought Podcast, presented by Apidura, Albion, Curve, Peak Design, POC, Ride with GPS, and Supernova. I'm Jenny Tuff, and I'm your host for the Transcontinental Race number 11. It's the morning of day 3, and a lot of our riders have put in some mega pushes. For many of them, the hardest ride of their lives, to reach control point 1 before it officially closed this morning. If riders miss the control point and don't receive a stamp in their brevet card, they can still make the decision to stay on their race plan and finish the TCR, the only difference being that they are out of the GC race. The opening days of TCR 11 have unsettled a lot of our racers, and reports of the early days being extremely hilly and riders falling behind their personal goals already are common. Let's head to our race coordinator, Hannah, who was at the control point this morning.
So control car 2 has just been up at the control point 1 this morning. We were seeing the last of those riders to come in and seeing all of those exhausted people at the top of that very steep climb. But generally everyone in really good spirits and happy to see our very welcoming team of volunteers up there. In total, we had 293 solo riders coming in and 41 pairs riders, so 20 and a half pairs. We unfortunately just missed seeing Liz Gardner, who is one of our bursary riders who had been riding in a pair, and her partner has just scratched and she is continuing solo. So she made the time cut in good time and she's pushed on now and she's up and over the parkour and making her way up towards the coast by the looks of it. So we're going to press on, try and find her. We also just came back to Las Arenas, the town below the CP, to get some breakfast and bumped into Sue Lay, who had missed the time cut but was pushing on for the finish regardless. She'd started the race knowing that the time cuts might be a little bit too ambitious for her, and she's just hoping to get to the finish in 3 weeks' time. So really good to see her pushing on and not discouraged by missing out on that time cut.
Riders are feeling the effects of such a hard first 2 days on the relentlessly hilly route. Most racers put in single days with more than 7,000 meters of climbing, which for many will be the hilliest rides of their lives so far. Our reporter Sophie was also at CP1, catching up with racers who were finally able to get a little rest after what was universally a very hard first 2 days of cycling. Cap 336 Patrick enjoyed the Million Star Hotel outside last night alongside a few other racers.
I'm catching you on your way out, right?
Yeah, that's
right. Did you just sleep there?
Yeah, I slept here, yeah. Actually, just in the grass here, I just kind of bivvied out.
Yeah? Was it comfy?
It was lovely, yeah. It was a big day yesterday, so I was just happy to lie down somewhere. I was gonna push on during the night, but I wouldn't have seen any of this area because I came through the valley at night, which was beautiful in its own way because we had a completely clear night. We just had stars above us. It was gorgeous.
Oh, nice.
But I do want to see some of the rock formations, so I think this climb now, tough as it's going to be, will be enjoyable.
But you weren't too cold because it's quite humid. So it was okay.
It was all right. I wasn't too worried about that. Like, we're not that high. That was the other thing. If I kind of continued with the push, it was going to get colder.
Yeah.
And I was kind of, I saw how many people were sleeping up there. When I went up to the checkpoint at about like 4 a.m., there must have been about 35 people bivvying out. So I was...
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And so I dropped down another 100. Yeah, it was all to that, but I could drop down another 100 meters, so I was pretty confident it wouldn't be too cold.
How was it to be at the CP1 in time? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, really good. So this was my sleeping situation today. Last night I went to a hotel, completely missed my alarm, so I slept for 8.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
I woke up with quite a bit to do yesterday, so I was delighted to make it. So now it's just all positivity, feeling good towards checkpoint 2.
Cap 215, Peter, has already fallen into the familiar ultra racing confusion of knowing what day it is, or even if it is day or night.
You just woke up, no?
No, well...
I've seen you earlier on your BV.
Got here, I think, about 6:20 last night and needed some sleep. I had a very long day yesterday.
And what is 6:20? You mean 6:20 in the morning?
20 past 6, yeah.
It's funny to say last night when
it's a funny way to put it.
Yeah.
It was a continuation, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And
It was, but I think for people at home, it's funny to hear.
I didn't go via the coast. I went kind of over the hills to get here. So I had a huge day climbing. And there was no way I was going to move very far after the checkpoint before having a sleep. And I'm desperately hoping the cafe downstairs and the restaurant is open and I can have a coffee. But it was a fabulous day. I mean, spectacular views. Really good fun, and just really nice. Oh yeah, I woke up to this view.
Yeah.
And I woke up to the race photographer taking photos of me.
Oh yeah, Matt, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it was a,
we were a trying different, not different, to wake you up, I'm sorry about that.
A different breakfast to normal, yeah, or different wake up to normal. Yeah.
With a photographer in your bed.
Yeah. Cap 261 MOA is taking it all in stride.
Lovely morning for a walk.
Huh? Yeah, but you're walking down here.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Why is that?
I'm too tired, basically.
So better to be safe.
Yeah, safe. Staying safe.
You've been riding all night, or?
I was planning to ride all night, but then before one of the climbs, I decided to take a break because I didn't want to break on the top because of cold. And I didn't want to descend that tired because I had been awake for almost 24 hours and that before only 2 hours of sleep. So.
Oh, wow.
I'm happy I went to CP1 before cutoff, and I'm not going super fast, but I hope to go far.
You're going steady.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that you're wearing dishwashing gloves.
It's actually surgical gloves. They're perfect for this because they're very waterproof.
Are you a surgeon yourself?
No, but I work in the OR.
Okay,
so I have some access.
Really smart. I'm usually wearing dishwashing gloves.
Yeah, it's a very good. It's good for mechanicals and it's good for the chill and the rain and everything. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. What's your plan for today?
Today, I have about 2 peanuts left and some water.
2 peanuts? As
yeah.
2 peanuts?
Yeah, pretty much. So I'm going to head somewhere to eat something eventually. Yeah.
Sounds like a good plan.
Cap 100 Benjamin was spotted in his walking shoes, enjoying the scenery and making time to take it all in.
There's a little, viewpoint from back there.
Mm-hmm.
And we just slept on, a little viewing platform. It was beautiful.
You felt like adding some meters of elevation of climbing?
No, absolutely not. It was terrible just getting up there. But, one rider that arrived with me, she scouted out a couple of weeks ago. It was amazing.
So yeah, she said the view are worth it for...
It absolutely was it. It was just getting back down that was sketchy. Yeah.
Did you get your card stamped yet?
Yeah, last night. I got here at 3 a.m. So it was all good. Good night's sleep. And
yeah?
We're going to walk up the next mountain, so that's why I'm not wearing my
Why
bibs.
Are you planning to walk?
Because I can't ride up. It's just physically impossible.
Is it your knee or your...
legs.
Legs.
It's a problem of legs, yeah. Yeah, so...
But you're laughing and you look quite fresh.
Oh, that's good to know, eh? But, yeah, I mean, I signed up for it. It's not like anyone's forcing me to.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so, we go.
How has it been so far?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I realized yesterday afternoon that I was kind of in a race. I wasn't just riding along and I should stop taking so many breaks, but...
What did you take the breaks for? Taking picture or...?
No, just because I didn't want to ride anymore.
Our last rider to receive a control stamp is Cap 290, Cheryl.
You are the last person to arrive at the CP this morning.
I think so, unless anybody else you're accepting.
what time did you arrive?
Let's see. I think it was 10 of 9.
Oh, perfect. So right on time. I mean, why arrive too early, huh? Then you can just make it on time.
It is amazing how people can get through very fast.
Is it your first experience on such a...
No, such I did it. I signed up last year and I didn't finish, though. I made it from Roubaix to Sarajevo. So.
A really long way, huh?
Yeah. And I volunteered the year before.
Okay.
So.
How do you find it different from, like, this edition? How do you find it different from your previous?
The beginning is torture compared to last year.
Yeah, because of the hill, I guess. It's super hilly, right?
Yeah, I think all the climbing. And, people got through the checkpoint okay, so I can't say that the time wasn't enough, but...
I mean, you made it too, so...
I did, yeah. Yeah, and I even had one night's sleep, so that was probably my downfall.
What do you mean you had one night's sleep? Like, when did you sleep?
Not last night, but the night before, so...
you checked in into a hotel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good night's sleep to...
Yeah, 6 hours or so. So I probably shouldn't have taken that long. Probably should have taken 4 at the most.
Yeah, but maybe it's because you took 6 hours then that you were able to keep on moving. Yeah?
That is positive. My husband's been calling me, though.
Yeah?
And I'm like... I can't talk. I got a ride.
he was calling to check on you, or just because he was looking
for
something?
What's my plan? What's your plan? Yeah, that was probably 2 o'clock this morning. I said, I'm going for it.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So you have a cheering team back at home.
That's nice, yeah.
Cool.
While Control Car 2 with Sophie, Hannah, and photographer Matt have been around CP1 to catch the last riders coming through, Control Car 1 with our reporter Jake has been trying to keep up with the front of the race, many of whom are already carrying their second stamps. Here he is chatting to race director Andrew Phillips about the route options to Parcours 2.
So Andrew, tell us what the different approaches or possible approaches are to the second control.
Yeah, after leaving CP1, riders will make their way mostly back towards the northern Spanish coast. Then from there, to get to the Pyrenean Parcours, which starts at the foot of Portalet, they've got two main options. The first is on the Atlantic coast, round by San John de Luz, which is a longer, flatter option. And the second, more obvious option is over the Col du Portalet. Now, that involves going across the top of Spain around Pamplona, climbing over the Col de Portalet, down to where the parkour starts at the foot of Portalet, and then continuing up the Obisque. If you go around via San John de Luz and the Atlantic coast, you then have to climb back up the parkour to the top of it at the foot of Portalet, and then retrace your steps and then climb the Obisque. There are some riders taking passes in the middle as well. There's going to be some going over the Isbegui, and we've seen that Lael Wilcox looks to be going her own route over another pass in the middle, which has involved a bit of off-road for her.
And what do you think might be involved in the decisions for these riders on which route to take, which approach to take?
I think some people will do it on pure numbers, what they think will save them 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. And some people do it on feel. If it was me, I know I'd be going over Portalet because it's a beautiful pass. I enjoy the climbing. It breaks up your position in the saddle and all that kind of stuff. And it's shorter. So that's what I'd be doing. It kind of looks at the moment like we've got the men going around the edge on the faster route and the women maybe enjoying themselves more going over the middle bit over Portalet. But yeah, I think it really, really comes down to preference, local knowledge, all that kind of stuff.
And do you think anything in the last 24 hours has kind of made people regret their decision or be happy with their decision?
Oh, it's been really interesting. We've taken the inland route via Portalet and it's been gorgeous weather. It's been sort of between 17 and 21 degrees or something. Absolutely perfect for cycling, clear skies. Whereas on the coast, you absolutely wouldn't know it here, but on the coast, they've got heavy rain. It looks really wet and miserable. And I dare say those people might be wishing that they'd voted with their hearts and gone over the Portalet instead.
Jake has been having a very enviable day, staying up high in the Pyrenees, enjoying the views and catching riders as they make their way towards CP2. First, here's Ricardo, cap 77, on his decisions to avoid the faster, less beautiful roads on his route.
So Ricardo, why the decision to go through towards the Portalet?
Yeah, because I think that is a beautiful view.
Yeah.
And I think that I don't want to go to Bilbao because it's too many national roads.
Too busy,
and I stayed last year, and maybe I get wrong. I don't know.
No, it's interesting.
But I think that I never stayed in Pyrenees, so also they call the Portale. I think it is just to see.
Also, it sounds like it's a decision made due to the inspiration from the route, you know, that you're going to enjoy the riding more as opposed to just it being 5 minutes quicker.
Yeah.
Does that make a big difference for you?
If I stay in the national roads, I felt very bored.
Yeah.
And instead of if you go up the hills to see, and we are here also to just fun. So.
Makes total sense. Thank you so much, Ricardo.
Cap 8 Lucas, who had a strong finish in last year's TCR, is back with new knowledge and strategies.
Hey, Lucas. How are you doing?
A bit exhausted.
Yeah, understandably.
But I'm looking forward to the descent.
Yeah, absolutely. And why choose the Portale? What was the choice for you?
I'm not sure, but I think it was like less kilometers. Riding through Spain and not going via San Sebastian. Yeah, but I don't know yet if it's gonna pay off or not, but we'll see.
Yeah. Nice. And finally, top 10 finish last year. Yes. Have you changed anything this year in terms of your strategy?
Yes, I'm going to sleep more during the night so that the recovery is more or less better than last year. But maybe I need to change it as well because, the guys in front are riding very fast and maybe I need to reduce the time, stopping time. So
either that or you'll just catch up as the race progresses and people fatigue.
True. So there are more days left. So.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Lucas.
And Cap 153, Marcus, keeping a strong pace while prioritizing his self-care.
Hey, Marcus. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's the day going so far? When did you start this morning?
At 4:30.
Nice. Did you get some good rest last night?
I was in a 5-star hotel. I had 2 showers. it was the only hotel I could find. All the other hotels were booked out.
No.
And it was like 225 euros for 4 hours, but had a good rest.
Are you feeling 225 euros fresher?
Yeah, like $1 million.
$1 million fresher. That sounds like a good ratio.
Yeah.
And so why have you chosen this route, Marcus?
I was expecting more wind at the coast and I saw that the wind is going to be northeast and I thought that might be the better choice, but I'm not sure.
Are you enjoying the climbing or looking forward to a bit more climbing through the Pyrenees?
Yeah, I was in the Pyrenees twice before and really liked it. I'm looking forward to Col de Aubisque and really liked the climb. Yesterday, I forgot the name.
The Caballar?
Yeah, I think so. The big one.
The big one, the Caballar. Yeah. That was amazing.
Really nice.
And the gravel parkour or the approach to the parkour?
Scenic, really nice. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Marcus. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Cynthia, Cap 137, isn't slowing down for anyone. She's put in some really strong racing and doesn't seem to be showing any signs of weakness at all.
I'm back again being tested by you, Cynthia. I love it.
Oh, I'll give you a little bit of an easier.
No,
it's not
no,
so
please.
Not so steep this time.
You
got to get your workout in, right?
I do. I'm sitting in a car all day.
Rough. I'm sure the views are nice and beautiful, though. So
they
at least
are.
There's
absolutely
that.
Beautiful. Have you been enjoying them?
So much. Yeah, the mountain route. Through the backside of Spain was beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was incredible. I was like, I can't even believe that this was just it was just the route I chose. I didn't do much research on like the actual mountain. It was beautiful.
So you chose it based on the stats or?
Yeah. I like to climb and it was, the least amount of distance and, but it was beautiful.
It's so awesome then when you just see it like come out in relief on in 3D. You're like,
yeah, I was talking to my mom on the phone and I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. So yeah, it was super beautiful.
That's so good.
Yeah.
And how are you feeling for the Tourmalet at the end?
Yeah, super good. I'm not sure if I'll do it this evening yet, just for safety.
Yeah.
But we'll see. we'll see what happens when I get. I'm going to try and at least get to the base.
Yeah.
And then go from there.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, we'll see. I'm feeling good, but I've been up since maybe 3 or 4 and it's 9. So, maybe asleep.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, we'll see.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you. Fantastic. Thank you very much. And I'll let you get on with your climb. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
Catch your breath.
Thank you.
See you again.
See you.
When I looked at the dots around the middle of the day, there was a clear split between a stream of riders taking the north side of the Pyrenees and a stream on the south. There was just one dot, Cap 112, somewhere in the middle. Of course, it's the infectiously positive Leo.
Great job, Leo. How you doing? I might run up with you if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
Awesome. Yeah, so how's your day been?
Oh my God, look at this. This is insane. So lucky, look at the weather. These exposed rocks, I've never ridden in the Pyrenees before.
Really?
Yeah, and everybody always told me it's so green.
Yeah.
And it is, but I think I'm really lucky with the weather.
Well, I think, rather than the coast, hey?
Yeah.
Have you seen what the weather's like over there?
No.
Oh, bad?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, this is perfect.
Good for you.
I mean, good for me.
And so tell me about your route today then, Leo. Yeah. You've taken an interesting route.
Oh my God, I loved it. Yeah, so I was going to ride through, Pamplona.
Yeah.
Initially, but I did that in Around the World.
Yeah.
And it was really heavy traffic.
Okay.
So then at the last minute, I was like, I'll go inland and go through Basque Country, do something new.
Wow.
It added like maybe, 500,000 meters and then an extra 20K, but yeah. I was like, fuck it.
You've got to say that at some point, hey?
I mean, and then I was, you know, I was thinking, are you being crazy? Then I thought, emotionally, best choice.
Yeah.
Best choice. Because just... then I felt so good, and it was just rolling, tiny little towns, narrow little roads, not a lot of resupply. At one point, I stopped at a farm stand, and this guy had, like, drinks and then hard-boiled eggs on the counter.
No.
And that's it. And I had them.
What a good snack. And,
yeah. And he had like a little plate and salt.
Yeah.
And he's like, these will give you power.
Electrolytes.
And nice to be in France.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Well, in the end, I mean, yeah, okay, it's a little longer, a little more climbing. But,
Wow, what a day.
Then it's like really fun and things are going my way, so.
So good.
So, you know, you never know. Tomorrow could be the opposite. But, I mean, you got to enjoy the good when it happens.
Take it day by day.
Yeah.
Nice. Amazing, Leo. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the evening. Safe
riding. Thank you. Thank you.
Cheers.
Now let's catch up with some of the riders we heard from before the start of the race. If you haven't heard those episodes, check out the pre-race and registration day podcasts. TCR bursary rider Elise Gardner, Cap 375, is now continuing the race solo. For pairs riders, having a split is of course outside the plan, and when one team member needs to scratch, the remaining partner has to make the decision if they are prepared to carry on across Europe all on their own.
God, I'm tired. I've just come down that parkour.
Yeah.
And I've never actually been on a gravel track before in my life.
Never
been.
So, first gravel you've done is on TCR.
Yes, first gravel I did.
And it on a road bike.
On a road bike. And it was a bit of a shock, to be honest, to start with. I was like, don't really know what to do, so I'm just going to have to go with it. Alert, don't break. That's a good thing. Let it roll. Don't panic and don't look down the side.
So can you explain us the situation now? You start as a pair?
Yeah, unfortunately my pair, Lars, he had issues with his knee and he was trying to sort of take it steady. I'd go on ahead, get everything ready, book into the hotel. And he was up, take it steady, I stop and rest. Mm-hmm. And then we went off the next day and he said, I can't do it. It was hurting climbing. And with the big climb, he wouldn't have been able to make today. It's just too much, isn't it, really? So I'm gutted he's not with me and then he's gutted, obviously. But I'm going to carry on. And I did make the first checkpoint, so I was really chuffed about that as well.
Well
yeah.
Done.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to make the next one now. Yeah.
How do you feel about continuing on your own?
I'm okay. I mean, I was a bit upset the thought that he's not going to be doing it with me, because I wanted us to do it together, and it was something that we both wanted to do, and that upset me that he's not going to be doing it with me. But I really want to do it, complete this, you know, or get as far as I possibly can. So that's what I'm going to try and do.
And a Dot Watcher favourite, Caps 376, the tandem pair, Tom and Gary.
I'm here with my ferrets.
Hey,
how are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah?
It's been...
fine, and you?
Tired.
Tired?
Yeah.
What? Why?
I haven't.
Why?
Like 5 hours sleeping. Yeah.
But we're learning all the time, it's fun. But it... Oh my goodness, like downhill, in the dark... How scary. Like,
well, for you.
I just can't see anything. I just got, you know, like, you've just got to...
You have to trust.
You have to, is difficult in terms of... No, trusting Tom is very easy, but it's, like, crazy. And the uphill, it's been epic. It's been amazing.
Yeah?
With your eyesight, you can still have some central vision, don't you? So during the daylight, you can kind of get a bit of a sense of what we're doing on the descents, whereas the moment it gets dark, you just have nothing.
Yeah, it's feral.
And just me bombing down mountain descents at 60 kilometres an hour and just trusting...
Are you announcing the curves? Or
no, I don't think...
In a racing car?
It is just like... All the while.
And praying. Then,
but what's weird, sometimes my brain switches off. So I have to, like, it's the strangest thing. Because, like, you can't see anything, obviously. So then your brain's like, oh. And you have to try and, like, snap it out. But it's fun. It's been good.
So we talked about the descent, but what about the climb?
It's hard.
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
I think the big thing for us is I naturally am a very out-of-the-saddle climber. As soon as I get on a climb, I like get out of the saddle, and that just doesn't really work for a tandem because we have to be pretty in sync. Like, I can get out of the saddle, but it's really uncomfortable for you, isn't it?
It doesn't help my life.
No.
Any part of it.
It's kind of this trade-off between like me causing you discomfort or me having horrendous like lower back pain
and my body, and him feeling all right about himself. That's really the trade-off. No, it's not true.
At night, I can get away with doing things as well and just not telling Gavin about them. So, like, if I slightly misjudge a corner or something, I can just kind of brush it off. He never needs to know how close you maybe were to that barrier.
We're getting more communication. So we worked on send it, and then we've got... Was it bum rest? What is it we say?
Like lift, but like lift.
Bum lift.
That's one of the big issues, like, actually, is like relieving pressure on us because we have to be in sync.
So we have a strategy.
Don't realise when you're on a single bike, like, how easy it is just to get off the pedals, give your bum a little rest.
Yeah.
You just can't do that, can you, I guess?
No,
not easily.
So you announce it, like, bump rest?
Yeah.
So like, we've got a time. Morning, well done. Yeah, we kind of worked out the timing-ish.
Kind of start of a descent, we kind of lift off.
Anyway, come on, let's go.
You guys are legends.
At the end of day 3, the riders are really stretching out across the map. From the racers who are near CP1, just trying to catch their breath after the big push to make it there, up to the front where the leaders are already putting huge distance past Control 2. The competition at the front is incredibly enticing, with big moves being made. I know I'm not the only one who can't stop checking the dots, and I'm so grateful to Sophie and Jake who are driving and then running and cycling around to meet as many riders as possible and find out what their individual stories are. Here's Sophie at the end of another day reporting on the race.
So it's the end of day 3 in Control Car 2. Time for the debrief of the day. Many riders had to do a big push to make it on time in CP1 this morning, running sometimes 22 hours without break. I've heard today the first saddle sore stories, but it's mainly the knees that are the problem. It was a specific hard start this year with all the unforgiving climbing. So we had 2 scratches this morning, unfortunately, because of knee problem, and I think we might get some more in the next days. Another typical injury on a long ride like that is numb hands. Moa Cap 261 is wearing surgical gloves against the cold. I'm a big fan of dishwashing gloves myself, so couldn't agree more with Moa's strategy. this afternoon I could feel a more relaxed atmosphere, I would say. Rafa and Marta, cap 395, were in the middle of the afternoon on the beach sleeping amongst the tourists. Five-star hotel. Good job, guys. Riders here tonight have now their eyes on CP2, and so are we. Tomorrow we're going to start moving forward into the pack to get more stories of the road.
My new favorite segment is Sophie's Daily Bravery Badge. I'm really hoping that by the time they get to Romania, someone has found physical badges to hand out to these deserving racers.
My bravery badge today goes to my dear friend Sue, cap 126. We didn't make it on time in CP1. She's now riding to Romania with a new time limit, the 3 weeks holiday she got from her boss. TCI is a race, but it's also a journey, and I'm really proud of her. I know, like many other riders out there, she put a lot of effort in her preparation. She told me this morning she was faffing way too much. So Sue, please stop picking up flour and see you in Romania for that skinny dip in the Black Sea. And that's it for today. Thank you and good ride, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Lost Stop podcast. Remember to stay up to date with the race on our blog and social channels, where our race photographers are sharing their beautiful images of the course and our riders. Thanks to our race partners Apadura, Albion, Curve, Peak Design, POC, Ride with GPS, and Supernova. To all of our riders out there, stay safe and keep going. French food is coming ahead.